The story goes, I was in Bodh Gaya, and I had arrived there for what's called a monlam, which in the Tibetan Buddhist traditions is a prayer festival. And so when I arrived, there were pilgrims everywhere, people in their traditional Tibetan clothes, women with their braids and their really beautiful dresses, and there were monks, hundreds and thousands of monks. So when I approached the Mahabodhi tree, the tree under which the Buddha was born, it is massive, absolutely massive, kind of the size of a small room or a large walk-in closet in girth. And you couldn't even get to it because there are these concentric rings of monks and of lay people sitting or doing bowing prostrations all around it. So I just kind of walked around, they call it circumambulating the whole area. And one of the really striking things about it was that there was this chanting coming from the crowd. And it was like each person wasn't making very much noise, but when thousands of people are chanting, the sound was this kind of low, beautiful hum. And it vibrated my sternum and it suffused my whole body. It was really uplifting. It was really quite beautiful. And that energy just kind of bore me up, you know, held me up. So I thought about that recently when contemplating one of the really classic similes in the Pali Canon and the discourses that this tradition is based on, because the canon talks about a simile for metta being a man, and it was a man in the simile, a strong man standing on a rooftop of a village, blowing a conch horn loudly in each of four directions. And the horn can be heard, it said, throughout all the quarters of the village and beyond. And that's used as a comparison for how we can radiate loving kindness in all directions. It sort of vibrates through the air, right? And I bring this simile and this story up because tonight I'd like to explore the relationship between loving kindness and energy. How much energy we put into the practice, what we feel in return in our practice. So one way of thinking about putting energy in the practice is to make a vigorous effort, blow that horn the way that the man blows the conch shell. But another way is in another often used simile in the discourses, which is that of a lamp. There's this really common phrase that people use after taking teachings from the Buddha that it's as if a lamp was uncovered and the light is shining forth. And in that kind of image, we get a sense of something else. The light shines, but there's no effort. It's just the light shining, dispelling the darkness all around it. As long as the light is uncovered, let's say if it's a four-sided lamp, each side is uncovered, then the light suffuses. So in that way of thinking, the only thing required is to let go of, to uncover the natural light that's already within our hearts. Right? So perhaps I'll also read this. This is a little bit of a poem, well, it's a full poem, that is based on a little bit of a quote in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, which is the sutta, the discourse that describes the Buddha's last days and his final enlightenment, his death. And he very famously said at the end of his life to his followers, "Be a light unto yourself." And this is what Mary Oliver is talking about. The Buddha's last instruction. "Make of yourself a light," said the Buddha before he died. I think of this every morning as the east begins to tear off its many clouds of darkness to send up the first signal, a white fan streaked with pink and violet, even green. An old man, he lay down between two solid trees, and he might have said anything, knowing it was his final hour. The light burns upward. It thickens and settles over the fields. Around him, the villagers gathered and stretched forward to listen. Even before the sun itself hangs, disattached in the blue air, I am touched everywhere by its ocean of yellow waves. No doubt he thought of everything that had happened in his difficult life. And then I feel the sun itself as it blazes over the hills like a million flowers on fire. Clearly, I'm not needed. Yet, I feel myself turning into something of inexplicable value. Slowly beneath the branches, he raised his head. He looked into the faces of that frightened crowd. So those are my initial thoughts. Make of yourself a light, he said. So let's practice a little bit with this play. The sense of light or sound or breath or energy. So settling yourselves into a comfortable position. If you need to lie down, please lie down. If you need to find a more comfortable seat, the invitation is please do so. Okay. And then perhaps taking two or three deep, slow breaths in. Breathing out low, slow, gently, completely. Allowing the eyes to soften. And if they're not already closed, closing them if that feels comfortable for you. Allowing the body to be exactly how it is. Feeling into the cradle, the support of the seat or cushion beneath you. The contact of your feet on floor or cushion. The great and boundless support of the earth. And allowing your attention to sweep through the body. Allowing the face, the scalp, the brow to soften. The neck and shoulders to let go, release. Softening the chest, the ribs, the back, allowing the belly to soften, and feeling the contact of your hands. on each other or your legs, wherever they are. Allowing any excess energy to drain out the thighs, calves, feet. And allowing awareness to fill the whole body. Attuning. Feeling into the sensations of the body. Noticing the movement of breathing. Perhaps a gentle sensation in the nose or the lips, the chest, the belly. Just a general sense of this body's breath, the whole body at the breath. Allowing your attention to settle. Collect, perhaps riding the breath, each in breath and out breath. Or if another anchor is more comfortable for you, allowing the attention to anchor in one of the other bodily senses. Allowing the little changes of the breath or sound or sensation to arise as they will. Noticing the attitude of this heart mind. Being as kind, as gentle. As is possible in this moment. Allowing each breath to suffuse your core, your body. And allowing any other concerns, thoughts, to fade into the background. Noticing any warmth or cool in the body. Movement and stillness. Contraction, expansion. Being close. being intimate with all of the little micro moments, the aliveness and vibrancy. In this body, this organ through which we perceive our lives. Now, with kindness, friendliness, gentleness, attuning the attention to the center of your chest or your core, the heart center, the heart-mind center, and feeling just as they are, any sensations that are there. On the in-breath, receiving the nourishment of the breath and the sensations. And on the out-breath, offering a sense of friendliness, suffusing it outward through the whole body on your breath. Each out-breath carrying waves of metta, of kindness. The way the sound of a horn is carried on the breath, on the air. Perhaps starting out by breathing out this sense of kindness to the whole front of your body. And perhaps allowing that sense of kindness, friendliness, to extend beyond the front of your body, the out-breath. Letting go of the breath, releasing it with metta. Each in-breath receiving what it feels like to be generating the intention of kindness. And perhaps in your mind, the next out-breath, allowing kindness to be carried through the entire right side of the body. experimenting with how far and vigorously you would like to send the kindness, or how easily, gently, it might just percolate through the cells and pores and skin of your body. If it feels natural and right, allowing the kindness to be carried out on waves of the energy of the breath, further out to the right, suffusing anything in its path as far or near as it wants to go. Receiving on the in-breath, allowing. Nothing needs to happen. And gently turning the attention breathing, allowing the breath to suffuse, massage, saturate your back, your whole back body, the back of your head and neck and shoulders, back, buttocks, legs, allowing kindness born on the breath to radiate through your pores, born on the energy of transpiration. Allowing metta to move as far beyond the back of you as you wish, nourishing all in its path. Allowing whatever arises to be held in kindness, suffused by kindness, saturated by breath and kindness. And then on the in-breath, perhaps shifting the attention to the left side of your body, The energy of the breath, saturating, suffusing, filling, vibrating through every muscle, bone, cell, pore of the left side of your body. Allowing whatever is and inviting the breath to fill the left side of the body all the way to the skin and through the skin. Allowing the energy of metta to suffuse through you and beyond you as far as you wish, or as close as you wish. Perhaps on the next in-breath, collecting the attention, metta, on the breath again, and allowing it to rise out the top of your head and shoulders, supported by the power of the diaphragm. Gently breathing outwards. Allowing metta to suffuse the heart center. The rib cage, the core, the viscera, the spine, the neck, the head. Bathed in the energy of metta, kindness. And allowing to that kindness, breath, intention to be carried down below the heart center, suffusing downward through the hips, the belly, the groin, the coccyx, the sacrum, legs, ankles, feet, up and down and all around. Allowing metta to radiate out. Carried out like sound moving in all directions. Effortless. Buoyed by the breath. Feeling the vibrancy all through the body. If this feels right, feels good, stay with this. Whatever level of energy on the out-breath, receiving on the in-breath feels right. Or the invitation is to allow greater quietude. Feeling into the heart center. The natural radiance of warmth of the heart and breath, the body. Shining and reflecting and refracting through every cell, pore, tissue, skin. Radiating like a lamp. Lamp that lightens all things that arise with warmth. Friendliness. No need to control or cause anything. Just allowing. It feels helpful. Dropping in words to focus, clarify these intentions of friendliness. I'll offer my versions. Please use whatever feels natural to you. Save. Happy. Healthy. Easeful. Peaceful. Free. Allowing these intentions to suffuse outwards. Towards the others in this Zoom room. Towards any others it feels natural to offer to. Those near and dear. Those far and unseen. Known and unknown. Tall or short. Weak or strong. Born or unborn. Flying or walking. Slithering or hopping. Swimming. Or just simply being. Thank you all so much for your practice. So, this is the time to offer reflections or observations, comments, questions. Let me turn the chat back on. And, anyone have any observations about that they would like to share with the group, either over chat or verbally?
Hi, it's Claire. I'm a little nervous about trivializing your comments because I thought they were beautiful, but they reminded me of two songs. One is the song from Jesus Christ Superstar, You Are the Light of the World. And the other one is the Christian hymn, This Little Light of Mine, both of which refer to us being the light of the world, or trying to be. And beautiful. They're both beautiful. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't think that trivializes it at all. It's very sweet. Thank you. Yes, we shouldn't keep our light under a bushel, so to speak, right? Yeah.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yes. Any other comments or thoughts, questions?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
So this direction thing, you know, the different sides of your body, really doesn't seem to work for me. Is this an important thing that I should work on, or should I just, you know, skip over it and not worry about it?
You do not need to use this technique if it doesn't work for you. So don't worry about it. Can you say more about how it wasn't working? Maybe we can troubleshoot a little bit and get some insight.
I get so hung up on the definition of each of the sides and at what angle the energy should be coming out of me. I am overwhelmed by the complexity of the situation.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that's actually something I've heard before on long retreat. This is often taught on longer retreat. And you don't need to do it. So please feel free not to do it if it doesn't work for you. But just to clarify, I probably should have done this. The easiest way to think about it is to go down the middle of your body and then like do a right angle, and that's the right. So that's a quadrant. And then you can go down the middle, left is the same thing, and then behind. So,
so parts of your body are getting doubled up. You're killing me here.
But that's great, right? So it overlaps, like the metta goes places more than once. So no worries at all if the directions don't work for you. The invitation with any of this in this practice is we use our imagination to the extent that it's helpful. So any of these techniques that I offer or other teachers offer, take what works, modify it if it doesn't quite work, and leave it if it doesn't work.
So growing concentric circles works well for me.
Great. So you've learned something, and I've learned something about your practice. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I'm a software engineer. It kind of corrupts me on the details.
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're welcome. And I just want to check in with on the chat here. So a couple of people are commenting, Susan and Gita, about the usefulness of focusing on the body, filling the body up with metta. And yes, Susan, I agree. It regulates my nervous system as well, this particular form of practice. I teach embodied metta often because I find it a very useful form of metta to practice. So any other comments, challenges, questions? I see, I see Susan's thumb up. Any others? No? Max, is that a raised hand? Please, go ahead.
For me, I kind of like the idea of different sections of the body and then radiating out. For me, I kind of thought it more in directions of like to the west, you know, to the left was California. So I was thinking about the folks I know in California, including y'all. And then, you know, my family's to the east, and my friends to the north and to the south. All my, you know, not necessarily my friend, but somewhat of my opponent, so to speak, you know, sending out that loving kindness, you know, in all directions. So for me, I treated it more of like, mentally where they were in relationship to how I sat. So that's how I approached it today.
Wonderful. And that worked well for you, it sounds like.
Yes, it did. It was great.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. So yes, that's another approach that can work is ordinals, right? The compass points or orienting by those of us who are more landmark or person oriented by, beings up above me. I always think of birds or people in airplanes, right? And below me is anything that lives in the earth or maybe on the other side of the earth even. So it's okay to get playful with any of this. In fact, it's great to get playful with any of this. That's part of what's wonderful about this practice is the imagination that can be brought to it. So I am running a little over time and want to invite you all to do a little practice in groups, about 5 minutes. The encouragement is to stay if you are willing and able. If you have to go, it's fine. But many people find this to be one of the most beautiful parts of happy hour, is to actually participate in breakout groups. So let me see here. We have, you will be 3 or 4 to a room, it looks like. Okay. And in 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have you come back. Encouragement is spend 30 seconds generating silent loving kindness for each other. And then just speak from your own practice about how that was for you, or anything that you learned, or anything you'd like to offer from your own experience about the good, the bad, the ugly, any of it, or about the talk. Okay. See you in a little while. There we go. So welcome back, everybody. We just have a few minutes left. I'd love to hear any comments, things you learned, what it was like to connect together. Anybody have a sharing from their group time? Yes, please.
I will say my own. I just love the practice, the embodied metta. I haven't done that before. And the playfulness, when you said like slithering, hopping, I was in my mind, it's like maybe next thing is the swimming thing. But that totally surprised me in a very pleasant way and playful way. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was ad-libbing a little bit, but those categories are actually in the discourses, and then they're riffed on a little bit in the commentaries. So, but I find it fun to think about the way beings move. So, appreciate it.
There's one question from our group, is about combining metta and body scan. Is it a creation of the contemporary teachers, or it's from the original teaching?
So, the short answer is, we don't know in a detailed way for certain, but the way I was teaching today, after we finished going through the parts of the body and started radiating it, that is actually from the oldest teachings of metta. Uh-huh. So there are ancient teachings from that same era that talk about focusing on different parts of the body as well. So I combined them, and in my heart, I like to think, and I'm pretty certain, that monastics from that time probably combined them too, but we don't know for sure. We only have what's written down.
So. Okay, thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. So sure. Any other questions or comments in our last couple of minutes? Let's see, where will the recording be? It will be on Audio Dharma, Neil. So audiodharma.org. And all of the happy hour recordings are on Audio Dharma. And this one will be named Embodied Metta and Energy. So it'll be easy to find.
I really hope you do a few more of these. I found the direct access, as I said, without the grammatical construct of may you be, just a lot more accessible. It really felt so much easier to relate to the body. So I never expected this. I was very happy to do this. And I must admit, I lost you at some point, but it didn't matter because I was so focused that I, given the week that I've had, never expected. So it's a very personal thing, obviously, but I found, especially in the context of all of us being very thinking oriented, for me, this really, really worked. So I want to thank you.
You're so welcome. And invitation always is, you know, my words, any teacher's words in these meditations, they're just there to support you. If your practice takes you deeper, always feel free to let the words wash over and not go in and follow your practice. So I'm delighted that you've discovered something that works for you really well. That's fantastic.
It's lovely to see you in the guiding teacher role.
Thank you, Nancy. So it's beautiful to be back with all of you. And it's always a delight for me to get a chance to come and teach happy hour now and then. I'll be back next Thursday if you want to stop back then. And you will see Nikki tomorrow. So blessings to all of you. May all beings be happy, healthy, safe, and free. Have a good, wonderful evening.